Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Tried and pure, you are healer, you are the cure, redeemer of the lost and cold, you're the sovereign Lord of all, your creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. You're defender, yeah, with judgment call. We protected by your blood. So come what may, your word be
before. Come what may, your
word be
praise.
All we are
is glory.
We'll bless your name. say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Come on. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
You are glorified. From within. Hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, welcome to our AM Midnight Glory Praise and Prayers Service. Our guest speaker this evening is Bishop Alexander Kwame Ajabong. This is the third and the last night. Hallelujah. And we just want to glorify and thank the Lord for his goodness. We welcome each and every one of you this evening. The scripture says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment. Psalm 119, verse 6. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. We bless your holy name. You are worthy, O God. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for another night in your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, every day, every morning. But Lord, this evening, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, everyone that is listening, those that will listen at another time. Let the blood perfect everything that concerns us. Let the blood wash and cleanse us. Let the blood speak for us better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Let it flow like a tsunami in our lives, in our homes. Take away everything of evil and darkness, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us, save God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood. This evening, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We pray this evening for a mighty move of the Holy Spirit. We, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your humble servant, we thank you for the two past nights of what you did in the spiritual realm. We thank you, Lord, for the words spoken through your vessel of honor. We thank you, Lord, for the impartation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for delivering us and saving us from the clutches of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for all your words are yes and amen. We thank you, oh God, for redeeming us and redeeming our families and our friends, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for Bishop. We ask you to enlarge his territory. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, enlarge his ministry. Bless his, the work of his hands. Bless his wife and family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for what you're about to do this evening. We give you glory. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, be glorified and honored. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen once again. Oh, wow. I would like to welcome every one of you today. It's the third night, the last night of this program. We bless God. We've been having a great time. We thank all of you that have been coming. Hallelujah, all the pastors. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank all of you for coming, and we bless God for you. In the name of Jesus, our friends, we thank you, our family, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. So now I want you to get ready for our illustrious bishop, our friend, our bishop, Alexander Kwame Achapong, hallelujah, all the way from Ghana, West Africa, and I mean, he is, quite an anointed servant of Almighty God. Hallelujah. So we are going to open the line. The next voice you will hear is from Bishop Alexander Kwame Achapong.
Praise the Lord. Lord Most High God has been good unto us. The Lord is good, and all the time, the Lord is good. We thank God for his mercies. We thank God for the good things that Lord, he has done. God is good, and all the time, God is good. Beloved of Most High God, this is your friend, your brother, Alexander Kwame Achapong, from Ghana. Apostle Marco, God richly bless you for this opportunity, for being with you this 3 days. God bless Apostle Cynthia too, and all the leadership of I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. God richly bless each and every one of you for allowing me to be on your platform and on your podium, all of the bishops, all of the apostles, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers. God really bless every one of you. I love to be with you. Today has been the third day of our midnight glory. Something is about to take place. Something is about to break forth in our lives. I trust God is about to do a new thing in our lives. So, beloved, invite a friend. And let a friend also invite a friend and tell them midnight glory is on. So everyone must invite a family, must bless Thursday morning. The morning, I don't know Apostle Marco always says in the evening, but we are in the morning. Apostle Marco, it's morning. Right in Ghana, 5 a.m. We thank God, whoever is watching us. God richly bless you, whoever is, to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Those on Facebook Live, we are having a small challenge, but we'll come on soon. Those online, beloved, I came away to talk to you. Also, Marco, today marked the third day of the Midnight Glory. I still have a word for you. And everyone that is listening to me and watching me on Facebook Live, shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give glory, honor, and adoration unto thy name. You are the King of glory. Your name is El Shaddai. Father, it is written in Psalm 22, verse 3, that you inhabit the praise of your people. Father, I declare this morning, that in the name of Jesus, arise and take your place. Arise and take your place. Be thou enthroned. In the name of Jesus, be thou enthroned in the midst of your people. As we have gathered together once again at your feet, we ask for your blessings. We ask for your power. Lord, change us. Transform us. Enlighten us. Open our eyes, Lord. Cause us to be able to understand your will. That in the name of Jesus, we'll come out victorious. In the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, today be the third day of the program. I pray for divine intervention. Lord, meet your people at the point of their needs, God. Open up to them, Lord, usher them into their ministries, that they will bless and glorify thee. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every soul. I destroy every part of darkness. Anything that stands in the way of your people, I pull them down by the raising of the blood. Father, I command every voice, Father, listen against your people to be mute. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that tonight I stand upon Isaiah 44 and 25 verses. That the Bible said, you frustrate the plans of the divine. May the plans of the divine be frustrated. May the plans of the power be frustrated. May the plans of Satan's power, demon power be frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I frustrate the plans of the enemy. And I ask, may your words only stand in Jesus' name. And let your voice echo in the riches of the sea. And let every name bow before it is written, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every name bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We thank you, O God. We give you glory for the great things you have done. I be always tonight, I submit myself to you, that the Lord use me tonight to be a blessing to your people and give your people a listening ears, the understanding heart, that they may know what to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, thank you, God, for answered prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for the good things that he is doing and what he's about to do. Beloved, today is a midnight glory. Man, listen and listen good. I have a word for you this blessed morning, Thursday morning. I said from last reading that there are questions that we do ask when we are oppressed. When we are suppressed, when things are not going on well with us, there are questions we do ask ourselves. Even we ask God questions, which is not normal, but that is how it is. When everybody is suffering, there is something, one question that always bugged my mind, that why does the Almighty God do not set seasons for judgment? Why? These are some of the questions we do ask ourselves. That why does the Almighty God do not set seasons for judgment? The same question, why do those who knew him do not see his days for the punishment of the wicked? Because he does it. He do that, but we don't know. I can just show you, if all this is happening, you find yourself into this. I can just show you, God will never allow anybody to trouble you. But the wicked wickedly remove that mask. They want to try everything possible to set certain things aside. They want to oppose God. They want to restrict the glory of the Most High God. But I came to show you, nobody can temper the glory of God and God's country. It has never occurred before, and it will never happen.
So God is not going to use you to be the first man about the landmarks. And I said, God has done something special for the life of I Am, that I Am Prayer Tabernacle and Apostle Marco. And this morning, the Lord has a prophetic word still for you. You know, listen good. Apostle, listen and listen good. Take note on this. This is another day, a day that the Lord has created. And the Lord wants to start afresh with you. The Lord is giving you fresh start, fresh power, fresh glory. The Lord is about to usher you into your greatness. The Holy Ghost is supporting you into your greatness. And soon or very soon, you will experience the power of God as not before. So listen, I said it. The landmarks that you are carrying something that many are looking out for. Now listen, the third thing, today, the Lord can be telling us forcefully and voluntarily take possession of the inheritance of the poor and the needy. They do it without God in it. They take possessions of the inheritance of the people of God. They know we don't have anybody to fight for us. They think no one stands, as David said. In Psalm 3, he said they are saying that no, God even cannot help him. He has no help in God. The wicked forcefully and violently take possession of the inheritance of the poor and needy. When we are in need, this is where they step in to take what belongs to us. But listen, Apostle Marco, this is it. This is it. When you see tears in the eyes of somebody, when you see somebody crying, is the evidence, the manifestations of grief in that person. Trust me, tears are the manifestations of grief. So when somebody grieves, what it does is to share tears for you to know that this person is grieved. When you are in trouble, your face even determines. So your facial expression shows something. So this guy don't want you to come out with what is in you. But I came to assure you that this day you shall possess your possessions. Whatever that belongs to you, you shall have it. You will have whatever God has prepared for you. So it's your season for greatness. Yesterday I said it, so let me go and talk to you about what is written in the scriptures. In Joshua chapter 6, let's get into the scriptures. And today, I'll try my best to complete Joshua chapter 6. And watch the verse 1 and the second verse. The Bible says, now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out and none comes in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given Jericho into your hand with its king and the mighty men of valor. Beloved, listen. Apostle Marco, I think I have to tell you this. I said, tears are the manifestation of grief. Something needs to come out for people to know who you are. There must be something that will prove that indeed the Lord Most High God has called you, every minister online. Listen, listen good. The Lord has called you, but something must manifest to prove a case. So I said this morning, what you are going to do is to call forth our ministry. We welcome the ministry that God has called us in. That whenever the ministry is shown forth, people will recognize that yes, indeed, the Lord has called us. The Lord said, Joshua, I've given you Jericho. So it means that Joshua has to work everything possible to take Jericho. Listen, it is not the children of Israel, but Joshua. It is not about the people, but you. Until you break through the garrison of the enemy, you will never know who you are. So you need to break through the forces of darkness. You need to break, you need to run over these truths to prove again that you are the one the Lord has called and commissioned and given this mission. And Apostle Marco, you will take over this city. waiting on you. And I declare that today, let the chains fall over you. Let the chains fall over your ministry. And let your ministry come forth in the name of Jesus. Wherever the barrier ministry, I command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said, I've given you Jericho. So Joshua have to take Jericho. No matter what, Joshua have to work out and take Jericho. And listen, listen good. If you don't take Jericho, faith will never be seen. Nobody will hear about you. Yes, you may have the church, but when you leave, the church will die. But I came to assure you, you need to take over this. You need to overpower this. The only thing that sucks on you, the only thing that is fighting you, is what you are weak with. And I pray today by the waiting of the blood, let that thing fall. Let that thing fall. Let them be scattered by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I pray them be consumed by the fire in the name of Jesus. Let them be consumed. So Joshua has to work everything possible to take over Jericho. And he said, Jericho is your possession. Jericho is your inheritance. We know God promised Abraham that Cana belongs to them. But the gateway to Cana is to break through the garrison of Jericho. Today, receive the power to break through. Receive the power of Most High God to break through anything that stands in the way. Break through the souls. Let the souls fall. Let any satanic projection, the demonic projection, anything that stands in the way fall in the name of Jesus. Let anything that stands in the way from the family, your business, your family, your finances, let them fall. Your joy, your ministry, let those things fall. That you stand in the power of the Holy Ghost and to declare the mighty works in the land of the living. So Jericho has been a gateway to Canaan. And the Bible says, if it's strictly has been blocked, somebody somewhere is fighting you. They don't want you to be seen. But I came to assure you, anyone that stands in the world, I demand their fall. By the waiting of the blood, let them fall. I put them down by the blood of Jesus. I command them to be rooted out. Whatever they have planted in your family today, I root them out in the name of Jesus. And he said, I've given you even the king in the land and the mighty men, the famous people in the land. So it means that the king and the famous people, the mighty men on the land of Egypt, on the land of Jericho, is the people that are fighting against Joshua and the progress. Today, anyone, any prominent person, he don't want you in here. He don't want you to be where God has placed you to be. By the raising of the blood, the Bible said in 2 Samuel, chapter 5, the Bible said, the blind and the lame said, we not allow David to come to the city. And David stood up one day and he said, who can go out there and break through the garrisons and bring me water from Bethlehem? And the Bible said, one of the guys broke up, Abishai broke up and went into the garrison enemies and he destroyed and he bring water to David. I came to assure you today, they are falling for your sake. They are falling for your sake. All the garrisons of the enemies are falling for your sake. They are coming down for you in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. So the Bible said, I've given you the king. So the person who is responsible and the people he has working with, the networks, they are falling by the waiting of the blood. So I want you right now to call forth your ministry, wherever your ministry is, wherever it's hidden right now. Listen, Psalm 124 said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel say so. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they should have swallowed us. So listen, some of us, our ministries have been swallowed. Pray today that let your ministry come for forever, wherever the ministry is right now. Listen, let's pray. Father, we pray. We call for our ministry, wherever the ministry is. If anybody has swallowed our ministry, if any anger has swallowed our ministry, ministry, anything that sold the ministry, let them vomit it. Let them vomit it. We smash them, Lord, and we command them to vomit that ministry. We welcome the ministry. Pray that today you welcome your ministry. Pray and call for your ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, your ministry, call your ministry into full manifestation. Let your ministry manifest. Let whatever God has called you to do manifest today. In the name of Jesus, pray for a clear appearance of ministry. Clear appearance of your ministry. Pray for clear appearance of your ministry. In the name of Jesus, wherever your ministry is buried, wherever anything that starts on your ministry, anything that holds your ministry, pray that today. The ministry will come out. The Bible says, the snares have been broken. The snares have been broken. It means that they have captured the ministry. Let the snare be broken. Let any snare be broken. Let any trap they set for ministry be broken tonight, this morning. By the virgin of the blood, break the snares. Break the snares. That your ministry will come out clearly. Your ministry will come out clearly. Will manifest itself in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Pray somebody. Pray God. Love, you have a feeling for your ministry. In the name of Jesus, pray your ministry materialize. Your ministry to be materialized. Pray for a public display of your ministry. Pray that your ministry will come out, that publicly people will recognize and know who you are. This is your servant. Call for your ministry. Call for your ministry. Many are angry with you. So with your anger, they are sold your ministry. With your anger, they are sitting upon your ministry. Today, scatter them. Let the blood scatter them. Command your fire against them. Command your fire against them. Let the fire go scatter them. Let the fire scatter them. Call for your ministry. Call somebody. Call. Call your ministry. Call your ministry. Let your ministry appear. Materialize. Let it appear. Manifest itself. Right up fully. Manifest yourself. Let your ministry manifest itself in the name of Jesus. Let your ministry pray this one in a few minutes. Let your voice and pray. Call forth your ministry into full manifestation. Let your ministry manifest. Let people hear about you publicly. Let them hear about you. Pray that you have a clear appearance of a ministry. The clear appearance, some of you, you are not seeing your ministry. So you don't know what to do. You are confused. You are standing across crossroads. You don't know what to do. You are even asking yourself, is it God that has called me? Why? I don't know. I don't see anything. I came to assure you this morning, the clear appearance of a ministry. The clear appearance of ministry. You have the evidence of a ministry that people acknowledge that God, the Lord has called you. Pray this morning. Pray for a clear appearance of ministry. Pray that you have a feeling for that ministry. In the name, the reason why some of you don't feel your ministry because somebody starts sitting on your ministry. Somebody has sat upon it. But today, let them be scattered. We scatter them from that to the throne. We scatter them for the ministry. We ask our ministry to manifest. Pray your ministry to materialize. You need your ministry to materialize. I pray for I am prayer tabernacle. May your ministry materialize. Let people begin to experience your power before. May they respond to your call. Let them have a willing heart and a singleness of heart, singleness of purpose to come and serve this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, this is the servant. This is your servant. I pray for you by the reason of the blood. May God see you through. By the reason of the blood, may God see the ministry through. I use Apostle Marco and the ministry. I am ministry and to as a point of contact for everybody. And I ask the Lord, as you are lifting them, Lord, lift every ministry, lift every minister, lift every apostle, lift every bishop, lift every pastor in the name of Jesus, the evangelist, the father, in the name of Jesus, the teachers, Lord, lift them up, Lord, and cause them to work for the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, let your ministry come forth. Let your ministry, Father, appear clearly. In the name of Jesus, they don't know what to do, but today, let the ministry appear clearly that they may know what you have called them to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, bring the prayer to an end. As you are praying, calling forth your ministry, I came to assure you today that this is the reason why I said they are networks and working to stop you from progress. And I declare, you will progress no matter what. You move forward in the power of the Holy Spirit. You move forward. Look at the last verse of Joshua 6. The last verse of Joshua chapter 6. The 27th verse. Look at what the Bible says. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his name was in all the land. This is the reason. They don't want to see your glory. They don't want to see what God made. But I said in the beginning that tears are the manifestation of grief. Until you manifest what is in you, they will never allow you to be seen. They will never tell people about you. They will never tell your story. But the Bible says, Joshua, it's not Israel, but Joshua. Listen carefully. No, listen to me carefully. This is not the church. It's about you. The minister, Apostle Mark, is about you. The Lord was Joshua, and his faith was in all the land. This is the reason why the king and the mighty men don't want him in there. They don't want the faith. But this morning, I declare, as Joshua was the talk of that city, may you be the talk of that city. May you be the talk of the city, the talk of town. If there is a story, if there is a headline, I pray in the name of Jesus, may you be the headline story. May you receive that headline story. In the name of Jesus, tonight, this morning, you are about to hit the headline story. I pray for you to hit that headline story. And this is the reason why you are feeling what you are feeling. This is the reason why you are going what you are going through. The Bible said God was with Joshua, and Joshua became a famous. Joshua was made known publicly. May you be made known publicly. As you come online and you are listening to me, beloved, I came to assure you, this is midnight glory, and I declare over your life, may you be the talk of town. May you be publicly known by God. May God usher you into greatness. He reveals you to the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, this is the season. God made Joshua to be known publicly. May you be known publicly. The public will get notice of you. They will let know that you are the one that the Lord has called. You are the one the Lord Most High God has called. In this season, your name, people hear about you. Joshua was famous. Listen, the victory of Joshua was spread you out the land of Canaan. I pray there is something in you that when that thing comes out, it will hit the nations, and the nations will come. I pray in the name of Jesus, let that thing manifest, and that is your ministry. That is what I'm calling for. I pray that whatever the Lord has placed in you, may it manifest today by the waiting of the blood. When David went unto Saul, the king Saul, he said, King, I'm able to kill this man standing there. He has defiled the armies of Israel and God, the Most High God. So I will kill this man. Saul said, no, you are a little boy. This man has fought for 40 years. Give him the cross of power. If I listen to me, this is what I want you to do. There is something in me. Is there not a call? There is something in me forcing us to come out. Something in you want to break forth. Let that thing break forth. Let that thing break forth. Let the ministry you break forth today by the weight of the blood. Let the ministry in you break forth in the name of Jesus. Like the fountain of living water, let it come out. Let that ministry come out. I pray, Apostle Marco, let the ministry of comfort come out. In the name of Jesus, the Son of living God, let it hit the present right person. Let it hit the right target. In the name of Jesus, that the glory of Most High God shall be seen. I pray for you. David said, is that not a cause? Is that not a cause? Something in me want to come out. Something in me, my ministry want to come out. So Bible says, when you stood up before Goliath, he says, you are coming to me. You are coming to me. You are coming to me with sword. You are coming to me with spears. You are coming to me with armies. But I came to you. I came to assure you. I come to you in the name of the Lord Most High God, the creator and the possessor of all things. And in the name, you will come down. And the Bible says, Goliath was slaughtered. And that day, they became famous. I pray for you. Let what is in you. Let that thing, let the cause of why you are living today, let the cause of why you are living. Hey, Makabora. This is the seventh. This is somebody's day. Today is somebody's day. This morning is the dawn of a new day. I declare over your life, is your season. It is your season. It is your season. Lift your voice and declare, it is my season. I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out. I am coming out in the name of Jesus. I am coming out. Little words of prayer. It is your season. 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 Kaboru rakataya. Liandoro moshikaba. Shambo, little words of prayer. That is my season. It is my season this morning. It is my season. I will be famous. I will be famous no matter what they do. I will be famous in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Most High God. I will be famous no matter what the enemy is doing. I will be famous. Kaparaba. Rata tarabaya. Liandoro moshikaba. Lika parabaya. It's your season. It's your season of greatness. It's your season of greatness. Let your voice and pray that God make me public. Public, let the public know me. Let people know me. Let them know for certain that I am the one that you call for this season. Listen to me. If you think you are safe here, I came to assure you there will be a deliverance somewhere, but you and your household shall destroy. And Esther said, if I die, I die. I am going out there. I am facing the challenges. I'm facing whatever stands in my way. I am facing it to bring it down. And the power to when Esther rose up, there was a deliverance. Rise up today. Rise up this morning. In the name of Jesus, rise up this morning and call forth your glory. Call for your power. Step out there. Step out there and do what God asks you to do. Step out there. Step out there and do it. Step out there and do it. Step out there and do it. In the name of Jesus, step out there. Step out there and do it. Your season is now. Your season is now. Your season is now. Arise in the power of the Holy Ghost. Arise in the power of the Holy Ghost. Your season has come. Somebody lift your voice and call upon the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and they are saved. This is your season. Your season is now. Now is your season. Ikaboro Shabaya. Lika Tarawaya. Rabababa. Rabababurababa. Lika Baraba Andorobo Shikataya. Call for thy glory. Call for your ministry. In the name of Jesus, call for your ministry. And step out there. Esther said, I will go. If I die, I die. If you die, you die. But God will never let you die. God wants you to be famous. You are going to be famous this day. You will be famous. Go and do what God asks you to do. Do it now. Do it now. I pray for you. May God give you the courage to do it. May God give you the courage to do it. Do it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I declare over your life, arise in the power of the Holy Ghost and do it now. In the name of Jesus, whatever the Lord, I hear the Lord saying something that he has laid certain things upon some people's lives and they are not doing it. I declare you go and do just what the Lord has said. You have the conviction to do something. Some of you have a conviction to help certain ministries. I declare you go and do just that. You have the feeling to pray for certain people. Go out there and do just that. I declare you go and do just that. In the name of Jesus, go and do just that. For the Lord will say, God is counting on you. Listen, some of you are telling me, oh, I'm waiting upon the Lord. I came to show the Lord is waiting on you. No. You are not waiting. The Lord is waiting on you to make a move. The Lord said, Joshua, I've given the city. I've given the king. I've given everybody. Anything that fights you, I've given them to you. So arise and move. And the power of God, Joshua sought for direction. And the Lord showed him what he was supposed to do. And when he moved, there was a deliverance. When he moved, there was a save. The Lord gave him the save. May you receive that save. Receive that save. I declare your faith in the name of Jesus. I declare you to the nations. The international waters are waiting on you. The international waters are waiting on you. Some of you, there is a promise on your life. For 20 years ago, you have that prophecy. 10 years, some of you have 10 years, 50 years ago, you have prophecy that you are coming to the international waters. But I don't know what to do. I pray for you today. Let the word be open. I command the door to flip open. In the name of Jesus, and whatever stand your way, I pull them down and I ask you to enter into the waters, and the waters will cease. Joshua has said, the victory came. Lord, I declare your victory. I declare your victory. Everywhere in Cana, everywhere on the land of Cana, Joshua became famous. May you become famous, Apostle Marco. May you become famous. May you become famous. May you become famous in the name of Jesus. May you become famous. Every apostle that's listening to me, every bishop that's listening to me, every minister who is listening to me, I declare you famous. May you be famous. May you be famous because you are a child of God. The Lord Most High has called you. May you be famous. Now listen. What the king, the mighty man, listen carefully. What the king and the mighty man don't want to hear. And they heard it. They discovered something that should not be noise out. What they are preventing, what they were fighting, what they are stopping, why they are angry with you. That thing they heard it, the ministry of Joshua. This morning, they will accept your ministry. They will accept you. I declare to you, they will accept you. I declare they will accept you. They will go out there and declare that you are the chosen one of the Most High God. You are the chosen one. You are that chosen vessel. So, beloved, when you're going through certain things, you don't understand yourself, go to God and ask and let him show you what you have to do. This morning, as you are going to sleep, I pray, may the Lord open your eyes. May he give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him. And I pray, may you be above the powers of darkness. Your name is above them. I pray your ministry has come out. Now go out there and declare the mighty words of the Lord in the land of the living. Apostle Marco, it is settled. It is settled. The Lord has done whatever. So it is what it means. No more worry. No more.
Amen.
Break through them. You will see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is the 10 days and this is the end of this month's program. I pray for you that as we lift up prayer, may God give you an unending success, unending prosperity, unending virtue, unending open doors, unending favor, unending joy, unending happiness. May the Lord cause you to experience all these blessings. And I pray that may they chase you and overtake you in the name of Jesus, whatever that rises up, let them fall and be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, may you see the hand of God. I pray the Lord has prepared 30 people for you, and they are coming. I want them to come by the grace of the blood. Let them come and help the ministry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise the name of, hallelujah, of Jesus. Hallelujah. For these 3 days, hallelujah, glory. I'm sure we all have been blessed by the bishop this evening in the name of Jesus. Bishop, can you put on my, send me your cash app or the information? So we can be a blessing, amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. We bless God for you.
Amen.
We bless God for your ministry. We bless God for
hallelujah.
Your family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just feel the breakthrough. I feel it in my spirit. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Hallelujah. May he continue to take you from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We pray that the minister will never lack, that the Lord will give you the desires of your heart,
God,
according to his will, plan, and purpose for your life of the ministry in the name of Jesus. We pray for increase of the anointing in the mighty name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would take you from nation to nation to proclaim the name of Jesus, and signs and wonders will follow you. We thank God for divine helpers in the name of Jesus. We thank God for enlarging your territory. We thank God for turning things in your favor in the name of of Jesus. Oh, we thank God for his hands upon you, upon your wife, your family, that everything you touch, let it turn into prophetic gold in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God for courage, for courageousness. Oh, we bless God. Hallelujah. For the kingly anointing resting upon you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That you will not only be known in Ghana, but all over the world. People will see the glory of God upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank God. We bless God. We praise the name of Jesus. We bless his name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you joining us this morning. Bishop Karekia, this morning. We just said the morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you joining us this morning. Hallelujah. We look forward to having another 3 days in April. So we pray that you will join us. We're going to go back to our old schedule so we can praise and worship God. This was a good refreshing breakthrough. So thank you for joining us. God bless you. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.